we listen to what he says. He doesn't want it. So who before it's a question, not can before we said that's like hefka, and here we say when the guy says he doesn't want the matana, it's like goes back to the first owner. So that's the kasha. When I want to give you a matana, and you say you don't want it, is it the pshat that it's hefka? Whoever comes takes it, takes it, or does it go back to the first owner? Here it's master, it goes back to the first owner. So where it says no, let it not the pshat. The verb kiyam just means just means he's not kinder it. The enechlam does not go back to the first owner, and therefore the same halacha as Rishlokas said before. If I want to give you a matana, and you say loshon yefshebo, so that's loshon saying you don't want to accept it. So the bar of chiyonim just means that it doesn't become yours. What do we do with it though? The first owner tackle was like makrit. He was like makrit already. So my it's in the stage of hefker right now, and therefore whoever wants to come and take it. So again, that was the question. Again, the question was, the Gemara said again, my love, the verb kayomim means the hodru l'mori. It goes back to the Yonis. Rashi says, Alma heichi de'ahani the verb hodru l'mori. So in here, the Kuru Rashi said, it lies like hefka. So the Gemara says, no, just means over to say, le'koni le'i. And therefore, the chalamastik bo zachabo, smela will not be a stereo to Rash Lakish. Now the Gemara says, mates, we have a question. It says, somebody says to his friend, friend here, Rashi says, means a shutef. You have a partner, two people on the field together, and one says, Dinu dvorim ein li asadizu. I want nothing to do with your field, with this field. One shutef says, I want nothing to do with it. Ein li yesek, but nothing to do with it. Yodi misulekas imenu. I'm taking my hands away from it. Is lo yamaklum, that's not a good lotion of hefkum. You're not really taking off your schusim. Farshim said, just means you have one have no business to do with it anymore. Well, the ma'at said, the kinyan agruf, you're still having it. So the question is, for yodi mislekes imenu, is ki yefshadam. It's like the same lush as saying yefshadam. The return of lo yamaklum, it says here, it's mashma nothing. It's not a mashma lush in hefkum. So after before, it's like it says, when a person says, kaba matana, Yefshebo, it means to be maskerit. It's like hefkum, and here we see no, it's not a lotion of hefkum. So chutz istira. Here it's mashma, it says, l'yama klum, you don't say anything, you still remain a good shutef. So Moshe says, shani hefkum is a difference. The yama ki salak navshay medinu dvorim, but migufa de salak le salak navshay. Alright, turn over, clean the one on the other side. Yes, last Gemara was again at Meisvei. It says, "Oymul Chaveroi, Dinu Dvorim Ainli Asadizu." I want nothing to do with this field. Ainli Yesek, but nothing to do with it. The Yodim, my hands, Meslekis, and has been taken away from it. Is Leyom Aklum? We have two shutfas, two partners. So if one says to the other one, it's nothing. It's not called Lachin Hefka. The question is why? The Yodim Meslekis Emenu is Kiyef Shadami. It's like you're saying Kiyef Shadami. Here it says Leyom Aklum, a mashma does not mean a Lashon Hefkum. Fact and before it says by the Makabo Maton, you mean to be mafkarit. So more it says, Shani Yosem, here it's different. Kiv, Shani Yosem, the Yomar, he says, or else the Amrinu, the Shita says, the Amrinu, we say that Kisolik Nafshe, when it takes himself away from it, Medinu Dvarim, he only means to take himself away from the problems of the field. But Migufa de Sadala Sagnashi does not mean to take himself away from the goof of the field. Oh, it's only over here. Mashenka talking about Makabo Matono, they mean to be mafkarit completely. Rashi says, of Ochi Askin and the Yomar, call Ha Lashonis alone. He said all these Lashonis together, all these words together, Biachad. Hilka, Harmin, and Kulu, all of them together means Medino Dvorim Kaimei. Vochikoma, loy edin, I have no din terrorism, loy adab, and I can talk about Asad Ezu, im shumad nobody. But it does not mean to be masquerade. My shaking of here by Makaba Matana, when he says Lashon of Yef Shadami, then he talking means to say he's be masquerade the field. Now the Gemara says, Meisvei have a question. It says, Aloha, hakoisev nechosod achir. Somebody writes away, Shtar Matana gives away his property to somebody else. Voyibem avodim, and the word avodim, Rashi says, I'm a shchimira, a person is about to die. And he writes his away, and he has the avodim there also. The yomer halon, and the person that accepts the matana says, Eef shebhen, I don't want them. Simho yorabo sheni kayen is the second one. was a koyin, in other words, the mekabel matana was a koyin, oichlam b'truma, these avodim have a right to eat truma. Is he really, even though the second one says a yevsha, it's not a lashon of hefker. He's the lonesome, and therefore they could eat truma. If Shimon Gamliel loymer, kiva and shomer yevsha b'em, kvazocha b'em yorsha, no, when the second one said a yevsha, I don't want them, it's like the second one was not mekabel the matana. Therefore, it goes back to the first one. Even though the first one died, the first one's the Yorshim will accomplish it, so they have a right to keep these avodim. So, Bishlem Hashem Gamliel Kesavar Ki Yoyev Inish Matana Adaitet Mekablu Meminei. When does a person give away a matana on the Adath? He wants to accept it. Ki Lo Mekablu Meminei. But if the person does not want to accept the present I give him, then the Svar is Hodru Lamar. It goes back to me. That's good. Elo Tarakamo. If when he says Lashon of Yeshivim, means Lashon is being mafkarit, like first he took it. That is being mafkarit, is called a machzavim, zochavim, is the chutz a question. That Hochir also, the Yom Hashem second one said, Yeshivim is Evelu Zorim. Himself, that second one was mafkarit then, so chutz should be like it's a zar now. He's not a, like the Vokachli Zarim Truma. So how could these avodim eat truma right now? They only the second mister, like the second one, the Mekabel Matana was a kain. And if he doesn't want to accept her, he's maskered right now, he doesn't own it anymore. So who, they should be like Zaram, the avodim, they should have no right to eat truma. So how could they eat truma? So Mora says, no, that's not shver, because Sovereign, he holds, Tanakam holds, that a maskered avdo, if somebody is maskered zevid, yotzel lecherus anechnami, you mean to be maskered mechin, it's like a yipoka his mishus. But with Sarah get shichrim, Mirabba, he still needs to get shichrim. He's not muta to bas chorin until you give him a get shichrim. You can't take off his isurim, and therefore Yolz that muka of a get shichrim like a betruma. An eved that still needs a get shichrim, even though he's like hefka, the owner was mafkia his chusim mumnes in him. But as long as he still has isurim on him and he needs to get shichrim, shachar the isurim, the din is he's lari truma. So the kids say, when the Naisei Matana gave the Matana, the second owner of the Kayim was Makablet. So the Yevshim is less, I want to be Mavkarit. So you want to be Mavkarit, Rebbe, true, you can be Mavkarit, but that's the loch, he's still Mukiv, he's still missing a Get Shichra. And Kozman is missing a Get Shichra, that's the loch, that if he's from a Kayim, he can eat Truma. So after Natanakama, that this Ever is allowed to eat a Truma. Now it says the Mishnah, Rebbe Lezer, I'm a Yaakov. Lezer says, in the case of Zashim Toli, even after we find out that the person did not do a chet, still he could bring it. So the question is, Rebbe Lezer, lomeli cheta, what do you have to have a chet for? Homer Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Lezer, sheet 3 is, Oshem Toli bin Adavos, the person can be minad of it. He can bring it from Matan, even though he didn't do a chet altogether. The Tanan we learned, Rebbe Lezer says, Misnad Havad and Moshem Toli b'chol yom, the person can bring a Moshem Toli the whole day. Mach, even though he did not do a chet, he can bring a Moshem Toli. And now, Mishnah's Mach, the Tony, if he did a chet. So when it says Amar Rav Ashi, Reb Lezer the Yomuloi, it goes according to Reb Lezer of the Yomuloi, a different Reb Lezer. That none we learned. Eloim Yomuloi, Ham too much. It's according to the base of Sofik. He learns that like the Mitzvah Yom Kippur we had before, you cannot bring an Oshem Toli then. But since you had the Kapara on Yom Kippur, so like you know for sure you did not do a Chet, Islam you cannot bring an Oshem Toli min HaSofik. It's only if you have a doubt that you did a Chet, then you can bring an Oshem Toli. So it's good the Mishnah, since you had a doubt if you did the chet, therefore you could bring an Oshem Toli. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be in Mishanishchat Noido? After they made the Shechita, then you found out on the Oshem Toli that you vaded did not do the chet. So Moshe says, Ketoni, he said that Abosso Yotz Levesa Sreifa. Mash for the boss who had a story in Sreifa, you have to burn it. Alma, what do we see? That Chulut Shanishchat would be a Zor of a Sreifa. The chulun is gone now, it's regular chulun misbeima. That's it. Since we know for sure he did not do the chet, it has no kedusha, and therefore it's like chulun bazora, so didn't he have to burn the meat? Reminu, I have a question. Oshem vadai, and the Mishnah says that Oshem vadai is not that way, that imachla nishchat yotze b'ro b'yeda. That imachla nishchat yotze b'ro b'yeda means, if you found out, before you made the shechita, so it has no kedusha, so stop, let the behemah go out, it's a regular chulun. What's going to be mishan nishchat? Let's say you made the shechita, so it's obviously a chulun bazara, and then if it raises the kov, you have to bury it, that's all, mash will not burn it. It's good to stira. How come the Rashi says you have to burn the meat? Here's Mashal Stam Kvura. So it's the Nechnam, Yom Rab Loza Tavra, it's like a true, that break it like, Misha Shanazula, Shanazula, ever learned this, not learned that. It's a stira. Omar Rab Rabba says no. Oshem Vadi al Oshem Toli Kromas, yes, in the stira. From Oshem Vadi to Oshem Toli, Oshem Vadi, the other din is, Kivan the Loy Tzorach Lai, Loy Makdash Lai. Since you do not need it, you not makdash it. So therefore, for sure, it's called Chulam Bazara. And therefore, the din is called Kfuri, you have to just bury it. But Oshem Toli in the Reish of the Mishnah. When you set aside Yoshem Toli, the other story is, Mitur Shali by Noikvoi, since the beginning, your lay was bothering you, is going real makdashit. Like it's going according to the Chom Shita, that Yezicha meant to be makdashit. So therefore, that's Kedusha, therefore, it's throwing Sreifa. So, as of El Ravi, he cost you, if you want to ask the question, Oshem Vadi, Oshem Vadi, can I have a two in Oshem Vadi itself? The Tony says, the raise that you cover. Alma, what do you see? That Chulam Bazar is Bekfura. Ema Seifa, if you have both the Yosla Beis HaSreifa, you have to burn the Sreifa. The question is why? Because it's by a Vadi and a Vadi, it's Chulam Bazar, it should, if it's told in Kfura, it's told to burn it. So, Mosad and Echdame, your Vadi Tavris, you have to break and say, Mishishanazula, Shanazula, I've learned this and I've learned that one. Ravashi Yamano, I'll answer you like this, that Reisha Diktoni B'yoshim Toli B'yabos Yetz L'Beis HaSreifa L'Kashem Mishum D'merzik Zavach Posel. There's the Pshat is it just looks like a Posel Zavach, therefore it's Torin Sreifa. So Rashi explains what it means to answer Rashi is that Enech Nami that by Noshim Toli their Taka Kedush Yishchal that Taka is considered a Kodshim Sulim, that's why it's Torin Sreifa. But by Noshim Vadei B'emzin then it's to be covered. It's only called Lachum Bazor, you only have to bury it. I at the end is mashma the boss you have to burn. That's from but after you made zrika. If you already made the zrika ready, then it's nicker, it looks as if it was a good carbon. It just looks as if the boss became puzzle. So you would tell me you could bury it just, people will think that kachem sumu will let it bury. Therefore, since it's a mechzek, it's ever puzzle, that's what I did, you're supposed to burn it. Then the mission also means nizrika, dama bossi yochel. If you made zrika to dam, then it's lashem toli, then the karma will eat the boss. The Yamai or Heaven lay Yediyah, the Khuri know he knew about it. Now that he knows the Khuri did not do the Chet, so Khuri is not called the Korban. So how could the Kohen eat from the Korban? How could the Kohen eat from it? Omar Rav, Omar Kohen, the Pasuk says, V'hu lo yodah v'nispach loy. V'ho lo heaven lay Yediyah b'shas licham. The Pshat is by Noshem Toli, the Ravi b'shas, you bring it, you did not know for sure you did the Chet or not. You had a suffix. So at that time, the Korban was mechapa for you. Even though you found out a minute later that you did not do the chet, so what? But at the time when they made this rika, it was called the v'nislach loyim, so therefore it's called the good korban, therefore the kanam could eat from it. Rabbi Yosi Yomer afilu adam b'kais, also it's called the good korban that the kanam could eat from it. First question, Rabbi Yosi Yamai, why? Amai Yisrael, kohevel le'yediyah b'shas licham. According to Rabbi Yosi, if you only made a kabbalah sadam, and then you found out you did not do the chet, how could you make his rika? The Chura is not a good carbon. Amar Rav Reb Yosi Sovlo Reb Shimon. The Yom that he says, Kolay Medlizrik is Kazar Domi. It's Oyma Tebizarik is Kazar Domi. Therefore, Tzilat Tzrika was done already. So where says Oyma, the Yom Rav Shimon said, Svar Be Midi, the Yom Medlizrik, some say Oyma Tav Tzrika done. Aval Ho, Ein Oyma Medlizrik, here's Oyma Tav Tzrika done to it. Because Ad Rabbi, you're founding out now, you did not do the Chet. So why is it Tzilat the carbon is brought? Why could the Kohanim eat from the Basar? The Chura, before you made this Rika, we know now it's not do the Chet, the Korban should be bottled. My Rav is in Eretz Yisroel, Kesav Rav Yosi, Yosi Yolz, Kesav Rav Yosi, Klisharis, Mikachim, Boyes, Absol, Betchiluli Korv. The Pshat is, once you made this Rika, Zadam, and the Klisharis is Mikadashit, that it could be brought. So once the Klisharis was Mikadash, Rav Yosi could grind off, and this Kavla Dam, the Klisharis, the mill is fit to be brought, so that alone gives it a din and has a right to be brought. So once it has a din to be brought, we're allowed to bring the dam, and therefore we can make this rika sit like you have a kaporia, and therefore the kahanim could eat from the bosom. Against Rashi, it says here, because the kash was a inway midlizrik, the person did not do the chet, and in the end is going to find out about it. So it's not really omit to have the zrika. But there it is, but since it was put into a klishos, klishos is mekadeshit, so that's Rabbi Yossi Tzvarim, that klishos mekadeshim by a subsul, but chiluli korum, that even though it's like possible, but since the dam, when it came into the klishos, it was kosher dam, it was mekadeshit, once it's mekadeshit, it has a din to be brought, and the din doesn't change, therefore we say, let her bring it, let her make a zrika, and therefore the kohen can eat from the dam. Alright, we'll stop here. Last Gemara here was Oshem Vadi in the Kain, the Mishnah said. You know, Kov Dalman Bey is the bottom Gemara. It may learn like this. Egla Rufo Amos Sineseris. The parish of an Egla Rufo, you find a mace outside the city. We don't know who the murderer was. So Torah says you have to bring an Egla Rufo to Mechaper. So you set aside this Egel, at what time does it become Asab Hano? So it's a Machlekis. We have Hamnun Ome Mechaim. Comes Asab Hano Mechaim before, even when it's alive. So you have to know at what point. That's what we're going to talk about. Rava says no. First becomes Asa Bano Liyachar Areifa. After they chop off the head, that's when the Egla Rufa first becomes Asa Bano. But before they chop it off, Rava holds it's like a Mutta Bano. So it says Vishleim of the Rava, it's very good. Meidna dis Avid Bo Maisa. Like we know clearly when it becomes Asa Bano, when they did a Maisa. Elo l'Rav Hamnuna though, mi'emisa, the contrary of Hamnuna, he says it's also Michayim, at what point? Like you really know Hegdish, you're not like Pshat is like Yemaktish, the Egla Rufa, so at what point does the Egla Rufa become Asabano? That's the Shaila.